Hey everyone, it's LaShawn's voice with the Queenly Co. Audio voiceover. Queenly Co. Audio Press Release has a new guest every time you tune in. Learn about the everyday people keeping the economy moving. Be sure you look these people up and support the small businesses that you connect with on this platform. Join us each week for a brand new entrepreneurship icon. You can go online to queenly.com for more information and to review their professional biopic on our site, queenlyco.com. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode.
Now it's time for a new episode of Queenly Co's Audio Press Releases. Each audio press release is a biography interview of entrepreneurs and their brief personal introduction and story. You find out just enough about them to look them up online, and hey, maybe it'll help you decide to do business with them. This is just one way that Queenly Co helps everyday entrepreneurs to get the word out about products and services they offer, all while making human connections with the people we interview. Let's listen to this episode. It's the Queenly Co. Audio Press Release, and we are back once again with someone who is going to blow your mind. And not only is he going to blow your mind, he might actually switch it. This is Cairo 4.0. I have an amazing guest today who I always call everyone amazing. Amazing guest, but he really is amazing. He blew my mind. So this is going to be a great interview. I'm super excited. I want to welcome Brian Johnson, or Coach Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson is a holistic expert, nutrition coach, and lifestyle genius. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you so much for having me. I know we had a lot of fun yesterday and we just kind of got kicked off, didn't we?
Oh my gosh, it was so great. I mean, you really did actually blow my mind. I've like studied neuro-linguistic programming before, and I never had somebody do what you did to me. And you created your own recipe for switching codes in the brain, I guess. And that was pretty awesome. So I wanted to bring you on and tell the world who you were from my position. And as having experienced exactly what it is you do from a slight standpoint. And Brian, you can tell the world who you are, you know, tell people who you are.
Yeah, it's when people ask me, I'm like, wow, you know, God's blessed me to do so many things under one umbrella, and the umbrella is under transformation, right? So I'm 43, same when I was 7. So I literally was reading or maybe looking at images and watching beta and VHS tapes of Arnold and all that stuff when I was 7 years young. And I had a gym membership in the 5th grade where I worked out with my older brother. I did that because I got picked on a lot by my older brother. So it put me on an interesting path in life to get as big as possible, as fast as possible, so I could be less of a deterrent. So I took learning about the body very seriously early in life. And I also had an interesting knack for helping people feel better. And people always came to me for health advice and stuff because I was always doing it, involved in it. So for me, it's been a natural evolution over the years. Now, the stuff that you got to be the recipient of yesterday is tools that I've come across here more recently. And just being fully involved in the health space for as long as I have, God has really allowed me to have some really interesting experiences with some tools that work. And I'm not talking about some of the time, I'm talking about all the time. And really, once you understand some fundamental basics about stuff like body language and language, which is stuff we used yesterday, well, you kind of had your own little experience. It was pretty fascinating how quick we were able to get to the bottom of what was going on, right?
Yeah, and really fast. I mean, it was like instantaneous. Mm-hmm. I love things that happen quickly.
Yeah, me too. Especially when they work. No.
Yeah. And so let's get into a little bit about, you know, what these processes are. What is actual business service that you provide?
So I would say I'm a coach, which means I work with high level performers, businesses, entrepreneurs, leaders, really people who are already doing their version of their jam. I just come in and help tighten it up. I come in and bring in all the tools and understandings with language and nutrition and lifestyle integration and sleep and energy and tools to be able to resolve emotional issues and limiting decisions or limiting beliefs and all that stuff. I come in and put all those pieces of the puzzle together for organizations and for people and sometimes for families. I mean, I've got families that I work with where I do this kind of stuff with. So it doesn't really matter the person. It just matters if the person's committed to throwing themselves into the fire purification, is what I call it, because you already saw it. There's no dating. When I say dating, we're straight to the bat cave pretty much with the tools that God's taught me and really what's been handed down to over the years from my coach. But being able to understand the body language piece is what allows the speed and the accuracy to come about, because body language is really just our spirit communicating to us and through us. So when I say body language, here's some interesting facts. So 7% of our language is, or 7% of our communication comes from words. 38% comes from tonality, meaning it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And then the last piece is 55% of our communication comes from body language, or itches and scratches. What that means is 93% of our communication is other than words. Which means if you don't know this and you don't have an inkling of understanding this is even going on, do the math. You're missing out on 93% of the information that's available for you to thrive and step into your best expression consistently by having the proper data to rewire or make intelligent decisions based off the facts coming through from your spirit.
Women haven't always had a fair shake in life or in business. Now we're seeing a turn of events unlike anyone has ever seen before. This is where we win. QueenlyCo is dedicated to pushing the reinvention of the future with innovation made for and by women. For us, by us is often not the case, and we're seeking to build bridges for women to find pathways to success and in innovation spaces. Make sure that you find your space in technology and survive the technology-driven future at QueenlyCo.com. That's QueenlyCo.com. QueenlyCo.com. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Yes.
It absolutely makes sense. So let's get on some of these things. Yeah. That thing
let's
I
get
did
on that three study. Let's talk about it, right? This is gold. That's why it came up. Okay. So for those of you wondering what we're giggling about, is yesterday we already had a little rendition of our experience today, which sounds like we're going to continue. And these little things start popping out, meaning her body was communicating to her. I just happen to be a bystander listening in to be able to help pick up the information as it comes through, because that's really all it is. I've just trained myself to be really acutely aware of every word that comes out of a human's mouth to get clear on where they're stuck at, so I can provide a service for them right then. That's it. Okay. And here's how it works. So when someone has a three stutter, which you heard us giggling about, just so you know, you don't have a stutter problem. You know that, you know, I love you. So whoever's listening to this, when you have a stutter, you don't have a stutter problem. Really understand that. You are perfect just as you are, as tough as that might be to swallow sometimes, right? So just know when you have a stutter, you don't have a stutter problem. That's code, okay? And I can send you an image on this. And anything that I talk about today, just we'll get tightened up on details where you can connect with me after this, and I'll give you some more information. But just know this stuff. Between body language and language, never ever in my 37 years of probably upwards of 200,000 hours of nerd time at this point, have I ever found or seen someone work as fast as what we've been able to uncover things and then make a shift and then have validation that what you did just worked. Would that be useful?
Absolutely.
Yes, because it gets out of the realm of theories and opinions. Now we're dealing with the facts, okay? So it's just like, and I'll give you this little tool too. So when I'm doing nutrition stuff with people, here's two little tools, and I'm just throwing you in, throwing this in as a caveat because it'll be good for you. No matter how old you are, how young you are, there are two things that you need to be aware of, and you need to use these. You need to understand how to use them because it will help you to manipulate your body to where you can actually have a body that's stage ready as a normal way of life. Like actually being able to feel good at feeling and being in your birthday suit and not avoiding windows and mirrors like the plague. I used to do that a lot. So here's the two pieces and then we'll continue this. And it's, you know, it's just most of our population, we've been lied to. And most people don't know that. We've been lied to from top to bottom on what to eat, why to eat it, what's good, what's not. Most of that is crap. Most of it is crap, like 99.999%. Unless you're aware enough to understand that, you're in the loop. And my intention today is to give you some solid information to help you get out of the loop and into the know so you can be the person that you're designed to be. Two things. Number one, blood sugar and body fat. So I did a show when I was 30. I won first place, and this is not like a pat on my back thing. Here's the teaching point, okay? I worked my ass off 3 hours a day to get to that kind of shape. And I've done it three different times. And the reason why I've done it three different times is because I didn't change who I was being the first two times. So I had to do it two more times, okay? I didn't know that. I didn't know I needed to rewire my identity to support a higher neurological expression of me or a state of being of me. Nobody told me that. Did you know that?
No, never heard that.
Never. Not one time in high school or college was I ever taught about, hey, you need to know how to feel your feelings or your emotions or body language. Like I was learning a bunch of stuff that was a ridiculous waste of time. So today we're going to kind of dive into something you can use now. So let's get back to the stutter pattern now that we've kind of cleared up the body fat and the blood sugar piece, because those two things will empower your vehicle with information you can use today to make intelligent decisions. And here's an example. Blood sugar is the number one thing. It took me 13 years, count them, Jesus Christ, 13 years to get back into show shape at 43 now from when I was 30. And now I'm in better shape at 43 than I was at 30 because of these two things. Now, 13 years, count it. I must have quit a million times. I was so frustrated. Once I figured out my blood sugar, this is a thing that people have type 2 diabetes and sugars. What is the mechanism behind that? What I'm offering to you to consider is that by your understanding of blood sugar, you can empower your health so you have the information to make intelligent decisions about what you're eating and what it's doing inside of your body, so your body can naturally hold greater states of being while you're just doing your thing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's a couple pieces of tweaks, right? So remember, blood sugar, 70 to 90 is good. Okay, and I'll give you a little resource, and I can help you more with this. I'm just giving you some information now. It's already available for you that you might not know. So Barry Sears, the author of The Zone Diet, he figured this out a long time ago. Like when I did Institute of Integrated Nutrition maybe 7 or 8 years ago, this was one of the things I picked up from there that was gold mine. And it's, you can literally go onto the old googly goo and type in Zone Diet Meal Program. And literally, it'll pull up all the different meals and the pairings of foods that you can use to help stabilize your blood sugar. Okay, now this is a big deal. This is such a big deal. Like, let me just share this with you. I haven't been sick in over 30 years. I don't go to the doctor. I don't have health insurance. I don't waste my money on that shit. My health insurance is knowing what to do for me in my lifestyle every day. I don't get flu shots. Like, why the hell would I put toxins in my body to make it healthier?
Teach.
You know, if you don't know that, Cairo, you may not know this, but my motto is, if you don't make time for your wellness, you will make time for your illness.
So, Brian, don't know this, but I actually healed myself from fibroid tumors over 10 years ago. I never took medication ever again.
Like, you genius. And no one, I know why we're connected, right? And there's nothing wrong with medications, but here's what I have a problem with. If you've never heard of something called iatrogenesis, what? iatrogenesis. Now, check this out. I've been in the health field for 37 years. This is not a pat on my back. Like, I didn't even know this, okay? Iatrogenesis is the terminology that you can look up on the googly goo. The definition is this: deaths resulted from medical errors in procedures, medications, infections, malfunctions, whatever. It's a third of the leading causes in the U.S. A third, if not the second. Why is that not on the CDC? Why are we not told about that? Why in the hell are you just now hearing this for the first time? And me being a professional of 37 years, why am I just now hearing it?
Okay. It's not something that they want you to know.
That's exactly right. That's why it's coded into something else. Like, here's a challenge, people. Everything you need to thrive and to be successful is right in front of your face. Question of the matter is do you have the eyes to see it? And are you open-minded enough to believe what you see and to have enough discretion to determine whether what you're seeing is truth or a facade? Okay, there's a lot of shenanigans going on. Most of the things going on are shenanigans. If it's taking you away from God, if it's taking you away from the truth, then it's a shenanigan. And they're everywhere. And if you...
It's your techie girlfriend here, Cairo 4.0, CEO for Queenly Co. and host for Cairo's Tech Trends. Join me and a few of my techie friends as we discuss technology adaptation and awareness as a subject matter for everyday people to be alerted to. Find us on our website at queenlyco.com. That's QWEENLYCO and at Queenly Co. everywhere online. Subscribe to our newsletter and make sure that you stay up to date on how you or any emerging business and technology company can stay up to date with how to survive the technology-driven future. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you hit the share button. At Queenly Co., we train founders and their companies to utilize emerging technologies and changes in innovations by monetizing with simple automation strategies to assist them in surviving the technology-driven future. Queenly Co. is adamant about helping her change processes, production, product, strategies, team, family time, and many other things to help her accomplish her goals with her company. Queenly Co. is very adamant that we are here to help innovate her.
You don't know it, you don't watch it, you're gonna get snowed. Now here, let's continue this piece about the three stutter, right? Any questions over that before we shift gears?
No, I'm looking up iatrogenesis while you're speaking.
Genius. Yeah, what is it? Read it off real quick so our crew can
understand. Iatrogenesis is the causation of disease, a harmful complication or ill effect by any medical activity, including diagnosis, intervention, error, or negligence.
There you have it, people. Interesting thing, right? It's unfortunate, but here's what I do propose. I cannot control that. What I can control is me sharing what I know to be true and what I've seen for hundreds of thousands of people across our planet every day reverse things that are irreversible with basic information. Because look, the body knows what to do. We just got to get out of the way and give it the information that it needs to make the adjustments. Like you're living in a genius. You know, I mean,
yes.
You really are living in a genius. It knows exactly what to do and do its thing. It's just a matter of if we can understand what it's attempting to communicate to us. And this is what I'm choosing to invest time with you now, because the most important thing I could give you today would give you a tactile or a tangible application of what am I feeling? How can I tell what it is? How can I shift it? And then how can I have validation that what I did just worked? Okay. That's what we're going to discuss today. And you and I already went through this yesterday. So I created a little acronym called ABRA, like abracadabra poof magic. Okay. The A stands for awareness, and I'll take you through it and we'll do it again today. A is awareness. B is breathe. Two R's, release, realign. And the last A is appreciate. Okay. Now, Cairo, if you're cool with it, you're open-minded to it, we can go through and process some things today if you chose to. If not, then I can walk through it either way. Let me know what you choose to do.
We can process something as long as I don't cry again.
Well, you may just let it be okay if that's the case, because
it's okay.
Yeah. So just know for our viewers and people tuning in, the three stutter. So when you hear a three, and, hey, 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 the three means sorrow or grief. Okay. Now for you, Cairo, scan your body. Do you have any tightness in your throat?
It's the same little bit that was left over from yesterday.
That's probably what your spirit's communicating to me, to you, to help you out, because that was a piece that we didn't pick up on, all right? Or at least we didn't process yesterday. So let's do this real quick. So for those of you, when you hear a three stutter, know you don't have a problem. Also know that your strength returning is your joy. Okay, that's a really important thing to understand, because what I'm offering to you is to opt out completely of the fear conversation. That's the only way you can be controlled, is by not knowing who you be. If you know who you be, it's impossible to be snowed for someone that you're not. Second thing to that is stop watching the news if you're watching it, because it's all fear propaganda. That's why I call it a tell
Absolutely.
A vision. Interesting, huh? Tell a vision. I wonder who came up with that word. It's funny. It's right in front of our face. Television.
Tell lies to your vision.
Right? A lot of stuff going on. Like, think about this. Why would it be called a weekday and a weekend?
Wow.
For maybe the morning. Maybe right? More a coincidence. I'm not sure, but check this out. What's also, when someone's earning a living, what's also kept in an urn?
Dead bodies.
Well,
ashes.
Let's see. Here's the next piece, right? So if someone's awake, what's kept at awake?
Dead bodies.
Interesting. Maybe we're onto something. I don't know. Maybe it's all coincidence. Well, we also have this thing right here called job, which is a Hebrew word for persecution. And here's the problem, people. Our language has been consciously designed by unconscious people to keep conscious people stuck, because they don't realize that their word becomes flesh. It's a law. It has zero understanding or any appreciation or even acknowledgement of the individual. It's a law. Spoken word becomes flesh. Same thing applies when people start having diseases and issues like that. There is an experience that comes in the form of a word, a feeling, and a thought that crystallizes in the body that creates that thing. Okay? Words are powerful. Even though they're only 7% of our conversation, they will absolutely transform your life quickly. Okay? So when we hear the three stutter, what does that mean? Well, we talked about it a little bit. We talked about sorrow and we talked about grief. All right. See, check in with your chest and see if you got any tightness in your solar plexus. Nice breath.
No, I don't. Okay. Oh, it's okay. Still in my lower back, but okay. I don't know okay. If that's the accident or if that's from.
We'll break it down. So check it out. Else. This is important, right? So did you hear that I don't know come out twice?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's code. Just trust me on this one. I know you do. I'm just walking you through it so you can get the full experience here. So I don't know. Remember, the word becomes flesh. I don't know is what? I'm going to sleep.
Okay. Wow.
Now, cancel. I choose to know, or I give myself permission to know, is what I call a hurdle jumper. It gets us on the other side of the pond, if you will, to where now I can use my language to empower my subconscious to pull up the information necessary to make my shift. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes, no.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a good one. That's your next lesson. So remember this. Absolutely doesn't mean anything. Absolutely yes, absolutely no. Okay?
Okay.
So, all right. So we know for a fact right now that we don't have any tightness in our solar plexus. There is some tightness in your back, in your lower back, upper back?
Lower back.
Right side, left side?
Both.
Okay. So is there any unforgiveness or any resentment or anger tied up in this?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So and here's the cool part, right? And this is important for all of our people listening. when you have something like this going on, what I'm doing is I'm going to walk you through, and I can send you an image on this. You just get to connect with me, and I'll have my assistant send it to you. But here's the image. Just close your eyes if you're not driving. YouTube, Cairo. That way you can understand, you can feel what's going on, right? And we've already went through this. This is just constant reiteration so that I can get you to be a ninja in your own experience. Because your ninja is going to out-ninja you if you don't. I guarantee you. It's just how our ego works. It's very smart. And the smarter you get, the smarter it gets. Because think about it. Our shadow self, or our little self, is our baby. It doesn't want to go. It's going to chameleonize and adjust and change and try to walk us out of stuff. So you got to be really slick with what you're doing. And I'll give you some examples. So first off, when you're scanning your body, the first thing is when you know you are not feeling your enthusiastic self, sums up, okay? And let's just start with that. When I'm not feeling enthusiastic about my life, I'm choosing to change it, okay? So yes. What that means for me is, okay, what am I feeling? Well, that's a great question. So I might say something like, I give myself permission to feel my feelings and it's okay. And then I'll scan my body. I'll start in my throat, nothing in my throat. I'll drop down to my chest, nothing in my chest. I'll drop down into my solar plexus, or right in the center of your stomach where your little xiphoid process or your sternum is. That's where grief will show up. Fear shows up in your chest. Sorrow or sadness shows up in your throat. Fear also shows up in your stomach, like you're hungry, even though you already ate. All right, hey, this is Brian Johnson, your holistic health and wellness and optimization coach. And what I'd love to do is honor you taking action yourself and anything that I have that would be of value, which we'll figure out when we talk. I'll give you a 25% discount on it. So just make sure you use the code QUEEN, or make sure you use Cairo and just mention that when you message me, and I'll be glad to extend that. And we'll get clear on what you need to be successful, and then I'll fill in the gaps from there. So have an amazing day. And remember, if you don't make time for your wellness, you will make time for your illness. Bye.
That's BrianJohnsonCoaching.com.
Okay. And then anger shows up in your back. Anger, burden, frustration, any of those. Okay. Now, here's the interesting part. Remember, we talked about this briefly yesterday. Remember when I talked about how I had all these different people come to me for anger issues and stuff that was going on? I said, okay, well, let's just check it out and see if that's the case. And as I got them to check in, none of their backs were tight, which means anger was not the original thing that happened, okay? And as I got them to check in, all of them had tightness in their throat, which means they felt sorrow about being rejected first, before the anger came about. The anger was just a protective mechanism. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Does it resonate at all with you?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Oh. Yes. All
right. Nice adjustment. Good learner there. Good rememberer. All right, let's do it. All right. So check this out. So think about this. Is there a male or a female involved in this?
Yes.
Okay, and here's the beauty of what I'm doing. We won't ever have to get into he said, she said, whatever, right? So it's good. We don't have to get into any of that. So let me ask you the next question. Is there one of each or one or the other?
One of each.
Okay, all right, so here we go. So let me ask you this. Do you feel that sorrow about being rejected resonates first, or do you think anger came about first?
I know the resonation of rejection comes first.
Okay, perfect. So here we go. So I give myself permission to feel my sorrow about being rejected by a person, by blank and blank. And you can just put Tom and Harry or whatever you want to put in there. Okay.
Okay. So I give myself permission to
feel my rejection. Feel my sorrow about being rejected.
I give myself permission to feel my sorrow about being rejected from my male figure and female figure in my life.
Yep. And it's okay.
And it's okay.
Good. Now just breathe into it. Push your breathing down into your stomach. Okay. So here's what we're doing, people. Right now, we're using my ABRA formula. Okay. A is awareness. We just scanned the body. We got clear on what was tight, where we're breathing from. Are you breathing from your chest or your stomach right now?
It wasn't my chest. I pushed it into my stomach.
Okay, great. Moving right along. So now we're shifting into breathing. And I like doing this too. I like thinking about smiling from my heart. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Think about that. And here's the thing. You cannot be in a bad mood and smile from your heart. It's impossible. Okay? So as you're thinking about this and as you're going through and you're fine-tuning your frequency or your vibe throughout the day or your feelings throughout the day, smiling from your heart is one of my secret powers. I can do that and I can shift my state instantaneously. Okay? So here we go. Now all we're doing right now is we're just going through release and realign. So we know sorrow about rejection is on deck. Okay? Is our strength returning? Okay, so let's test it out. So I choose to love my sorrow about being rejected into my joy.
I choose to love my... Wait, say it again.
Yeah, I choose to love my sorrow about being rejected.
I choose to love my sorrow about being rejected.
And I give myself permission to move forward.
And I give myself permission to move forward.
All right, now we're going to do a little trick. I'm going to see if we can get the command to have a more visceral or physiological response in your body, because this is the key. When you're doing these kind of works and you're using these little decrees or affirmations or new commands to rewire who you're being, you have to feel it. If you don't feel it, your emotional body is like, I'm not doing anything. Okay, feeling is the secret. That's what moves the needle. Okay, so what you're going to do is take your face and look straight ahead, but just take your eyeballs and look down at your left cheek, and then say, I choose to love my sorrow into my joy.
I choose to love my sorrow into my joy.
And I give myself permission to move forward.
And I give myself permission to move forward.
All right, perfect. Now check in with your throat.
It's gone. I was going to tell you that before.
Okay. Is there anything in your back on any of your kidney spots?
No, not on the kidney spots. Mm-mm. There's, okay. In fact, the pain is, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Is it funny? It's crazy, right?
I love it. This is wonderful, but okay.
Yeah. And that's really how fast it works. I mean, I've seen thousands of these things just go away.
So, okay, and I know, okay, I'm going to let you finish because I have a question.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay, so I had a incident with the vehicle, and mm-hmm. so the pain that I've been feeling is not from the, mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, that's an important teaching point because, look, for those of you listening, what you think is the thing is more than likely not the thing. It's a byproduct of another thing that you're not catching. And that's why body language is so important. And that's why catching stutter patterns is so important, because the stutter pattern is identifying where the glitch is. And the stutter is coming out because the person is not feeling the tension that's showing up in their body. Does that part make sense?
It does. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And that's important, because when you can start catching the stutters now in real time, you can take control of your entire experience and change who you're being by getting clear on what you're feeling and then changing it into what you're choosing to experience.
I have one for you. Mm-hmm. My entire family has this giggle that we do after we say words. I never even noticed it until I was in a lawsuit and on trial. My trial lawyer kept telling me, he was like, "You giggle after everything you say." And I thought it was just because I'm bubbly.
No,
so,
it's just a nervous response. Like, I'm the same way. Like, when stuff gets really stressful for me and things where I really should not be laughing, I'll laugh. And it's just my body's natural way of just making things light to deal with it easier.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But I mean, everybody in my entire family does it.
Yep. And you also, too, could have been learned from them as well. But that's a lot of the mechanism as to why it happens. And I personally believe there's no such thing as a coincidence, meaning everything that happens for a reason. There's something going on. Like when you're walking down the hall and you slam your elbow on the door, like that did not just happen. There's things that you're thinking about that are bringing about the experiences in your experience. Generally, there's a delay long enough where people don't put the dots together. But as you become more aware and aligned and aware of who you're being and how powerful of a creator you are, you realize there's not much time between what you're doing and what you're experiencing. The karmic reaction or response is way less.
Do you mind if I share my revelation from yesterday? Mm-hmm. So for everyone out there, I have had 4 vehicle collisions, none of which were my fault. And I listened to Brian yesterday when he explained that we actually are attracting a lot of the things that are happening to us. They're happening because of us. Mm-hmm. So the thought that I remembered as he said this to me was that before the accident happened, I was on a bridge and it was pouring down cats and dogs. I was in a neighborhood I was completely unaware of at the time. It was dark at night. It was 10:15. I was terrified when I came off the bridge because my vehicle shook the entire time I bent around the bridge and it was suspended in the air and I was by myself and it was dark. And then this car came and swooped around me. And I remember coming off thinking, I hope I don't have a car accident. Mm. And as soon as he said it, it came back to me. And sure. Mm-hmm. I was going to say something else. Mm-hmm. I came off and I was hit by a vehicle, but a car pops up, an 18-wheeler truck pops up in front of me. And there's this explosion of water that comes out of the vehicle, covers my entire vehicle. So I couldn't see, like I was in Niagara Falls. And right. Then I was hit by F-150. Trying to avoid the same thing. And I said to myself, I just said, I wish I didn't have a mm-hmm. car accident. And that, for me, when you said it, it just hit me. We do attract everything.
Mm-hmm. And I think a couple things to keep in mind, just for clarification, is when someone says, I don't want XYZ, like, that's exactly what you're going to get. 2 reasons. Number one, that's what you're focused on. Number two, don't means do to your subconscious. There is no don't do that. Like, as soon as you hear the word don't think of purple elephants. What happens?
Purple elephants will fly.
There's no that's one of the biggest freaking mind f's in the English language, right? Is that. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. But on top of that, it's an important thing about this. So when I created my 2 car wrecks, I had a lot of emotional resentment and frustration going on. And it had been that way for 3 days, really heavy duty. And when I got into my car wreck, I realized real quick, I just created that, because how I felt when I got in my car wreck was exactly how I felt before I got into my car wreck. Which means for me that my body is just carrying out, it's the slave. It's carrying out the vibrational expression of my thoughts and feelings that's showing up in my real world. Either I can identify and acknowledge and be aware of that, or I can go back to being unconscious about it and just thinking life happens to you. And that's just not the case. You're creating all of it. Of course, there's life things here and there, but for the most part, it's each person is responsible for what's going on in the world.
So. That is and it makes a lot of sense, because we all have traumas that happen to us, but getting through and over the trauma is the thing that will help us to be free from reoccurrences. And these cycles keep happening because we don't know that we haven't come out of them.
That's right.
It's time to pay the sponsor.
That's right. If it happens twice, pay attention. It's a pattern. I don't care what it is.
Well, I feel like I've been cured from it ever happening again. So I know to keep these thoughts away from me, and to allow me to be happy and free from any of these experiences that I've had, because my life goes on without any of this other stuff that has happened to me and caused me trauma. I really appreciate this, Brian. I have a question now. Mm-hmm. What do you think the future of these techniques or the future of your service looks like? Where is this going?
Well, I see myself helping billions of people because billions of people need it, right? And really, it's not going to go away because it's kind of like nutrition. As long as you're in a body, you're going to need to understand how and what to eat for thriving health, right?
Yes.
Same way with emotions. You need to understand what to do with them. We're not taught this kind of stuff. So most people have zero tools in their tool belt around how to process emotions or how to even understand whether the emotion that you're feeling is even yours and not your mom or your dad's or your relationships or someone that you picked up, because that's a very real thing. Like a lot of the things people are growing up and living off of are not even their own ideas. It's just our subconscious is a freaking memory machine. It remembers every, like, here's a crazy example. Do you have any movie quotes that you love?
So many.
Okay, now you're gonna get this instantaneously. Check this out. Now think about this. That's just the ones that you remember consciously. But your subconscious remembers every movie you've ever watched to a T. Everything in it. Okay? Think about that.
That's scary. I've watched a lot of
I know. And every one of those is impacting us somehow, some way, because that's how it works, right?
You are so amazing.
Be very careful of what you're putting into your brain, because there's a war for the matter that's between the 6 inches on in your temples, right? Two most important temples on the planet are the things in between your eyes. You know? So being mindful of what you're putting in there and making sure you're surrounding yourself. Well, because there's a lot of people have said this, but this will just be an addition. There's a lot of saying around that we are the average of the five people we hang around with the most, financially, spiritually, physically, emotionally, any of that stuff, right? So Get really clear on where you're at and who you're being. As you start using the tools that I share with you, you need to be very mindful of this, because this is the number one question I have with all clients and people that end up coming aboard and doing work with me. I say, look, are you in a relationship? And they say, yes. And I say, great. Is your partner open minded? And they say, I'm like, all right, well, here's what's going to happen. One of two things. You're either going to huddle up and get on the same page, or you're going to split up. Right now, the data would support that 74% of people coming to my experience end up splitting up because their partner is not open minded to growing the level and the speed at which they are. And most of them will have their feet or their heels rather in the ground trying not to change. Look, the only thing that's inevitable in life is change.
Yes.
You either roll with it or you're going to get rolled over. Doesn't matter. Life's still going. People are still going. People die every day. And people are still moving forward. That's just life and how it is. So you can either embrace that or not. But it's not going to change.
So You're a husband and a father. Do you do couple or family counseling as well?
Yeah, I do both. I have oil and gas families and people that I work with. We're just helping all their families and integrating pieces and stuff. So yeah, I do that too. I wear a lot of hats. I mean, blessedly, God has just taught me some phenomenal skill sets that I can use no matter where I'm at or whatever the situation is, and they work. So I end up helping lots of different people in lots of different equations.
There is no one else like Coach Brian Johnson. His coaching is designed to help you break free of the silent success saboteurs and reprogram your mind and body to have more energy, feel better, and look amazing. Brian, you have, I say you've done more than blow my mind. I think you're one of a kind.
I agree. Humbly speaking, I mean, I've just been blessed to do it for such a long time, and I just, God's blessed me to help me to do it amazingly well. So I'm definitely grateful. And just remember this piece. Careful what you're saying. Blowing your mind. Remember the conscious language piece. And let me just share this with you too, because this will help you out. And this will give you a great example of the word becoming flesh. Okay. And the word is powerful. Okay. This is why it's so important to get absolutely critically aware of what you're saying. And when you do that, I can help you bring in the new pieces to help you shift who you're being. But know this part. So one day I was in Austin, Texas, where I live at, and my body language coach was in town, and we were sitting in a circle doing some stuff, and there was a lady who was talking sitting next to me on my left to my coach, and we were all just listening. and I have my arm on the back of her chair, and while her and my coach are talking, I'm scratching the bejesus out of my arm. Like, I had welts on my arm. I was scratching that hard. And I had no idea what was about to happen, but check this out. So I said, all right, I'm going to get some courage up over and go talk to my coach on the recess and see what this means. So I walk over to my coach and say, hey, Bob, you know, what does such and such and such such mean? Tyro, four words out of my mouth. This guy goes, Brian, how long have you had a death wish? What?
Oh, wow.
What the hell just happened? I was like, I'm not even mad. I was like, how did you know that? A, I feel that to be true for me, but I'm more interested in how you understood that and how I can learn it for myself. So at that point in time, I was hooked. Here's what happened. Here's what I said. And this is what he picked up. He picked up the scratches, because that's all information too. But here is the big one. Here is the language piece. I said, I don't want to be scratching my arm like that. Check it out. The word becomes flesh. Our subconscious is 100% literal. I said, I don't want to be here on planet Earth, is what I was saying, without me being aware of what I was saying. Got it?
I do.
It happens that fast. Cancel. Okay?
I really appreciate you being here. And you don't know this, but I wrote a book in 2014 called Powerful Words, authored by Cairo. And it's on Amazon. And it's so funny because I feel like this is something I put into the universe and it always comes back to me to correct me. So I started learning. Yes, exactly. Brian, if we wanted to hire you, or we need coaching, we need to join one of your courses, look you up, how do we find you? Where do we find you?
Great question. So here's the easiest way, and I have lots of different things. The best thing I would do is just shoot me a text on my text service line. It comes to me directly, so that way I can see where you're at, what's going on, can answer any questions, and see really what would be of best service to you, because I have more bells and whistles or things to support people than I really know what to do with. And it just takes me communicating with you to see where you're at, to see what would be of best service to you. And then I can help you figure out where to place you at, or have my assistant get you set up, either one. So here's what I would propose. Just use my text service line. It's 512-648-5440. And just text me. If you text me ABRA, like ABRRA, I'll have my assistant send you the diagram or the image so you can start tapping in to getting clear on what your body's actually saying to you. And like I said, I have lots of resources. So if you choose to dive into educational products or whatever, I got those, got free groups, got books, got supplements, got all kinds of stuff, really. So let's just start from there and then we'll create a relationship. How's that sound?
Sounds amazing. And it sounds like you need to have a school where other people can come and become Brian Johnson students.
So I've been told that. It's figuring out how to get it all packaged. Seems like there's so many things to do and not enough time to do it. I require more of a team because I'm kind of by myself most of the time outside of my assistant. But yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the type of genius that you have and what you have developed really needs to probably be a certification program and an education system, because this is something where it's going to live beyond you if you did something like that. This is something that's going to transform a lot of lives. Almost like the Jordan Maxwell speaker certification. People go and they get the certification. They put it on their identity because people understand it made a transformation in their lives. But I feel like this is way beyond a speaker program. This is something that could go into households, change mindsets, change education systems, change the way people adopt their workplace, the way that people feel. It would stop smoking for people. There's so much here. There's so much here. So much.
Let's do it. You help me do it. We'll do it.
Oh, okay. Hey, that sounds like a client. Okay. So we'll talk about that. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, this has been phenomenal. With Coach Brian Johnson. Look him up at brianjohnsoncoaching.com.
He's
the coach with the most, literally. Check him out. I'm so grateful that you did this on here, and I hope many people listen. I'm going to put this everywhere, and I'm going to hold you on here afterward because I feel like there's something else I want to add to this. But ladies and gentlemen, make sure you hit the share button. This is the Queenly Co. audio press release. I am Cairo 4.0. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to share.
Cancel that. Share.
Share, yes.
Well, I guess it would make the same. If you said don't share, it's like saying share anyway. So it still serves the same purpose. So don't share and share. How's that? Mind trickery, huh?
Okay, Brian. And
all right, hey, this is Brian Johnson, your holistic health and wellness and optimization coach. And what I'd love to do is honor you taking action yourself and anything that I have that would be of value, which we'll figure out when we talk. I'll give you a 25% discount on it. So just make sure you use the code QUEEN, or make sure you use Cairo and just mention that when you message me, and I'll be glad to extend that. And we'll get clear on what you need to be successful, and then I'll fill in the gaps from there. So have an amazing day. And remember, if you don't make time for your wellness, you will make time for your illness. Bye.
That's BrianJohnsonCoaching.com.